We've been talking about the generational digital divide in this part of the program, the fluency and skill that teenagers have with computers. Commentator Ralph Schoenstein says if you take a look at your local toy store, you'll see that teenagers aren't the only power brokers in this new digital age.
This summer, dozens of new computerized toys will be giving millions of our smallest children a new form of ADD, acute digital delirium. One new toy, called Especially My Barney, will be put into a computer to download information that the child wants to learn from a dinosaur that sounds like a cross between Yogi Bear and Gomer Pyle. Another toy, a new one from Hasbro, is called McDonald's Happy Meal Drive-Thru. The child hungry for food he can't eat will hear a computerized voice that says, "May I take your order?" "Well, you may take my order. One Prozac, hold the fries. And at my table, I'll be lighting a candle for Western civilization, which is clearly in its finale as America replaces active children with interactive ones, children attached not to soccer moms, but dot-coms. Common sense is a virtual reality in this country now. George Orwell's 1984 is Norman Rockwell hominess compared to what is coming this summer, when there will also be the first wave of handheld communication devices marketed to children as young as three, devices that can send and receive voicemail. "Hello, you've reached Brian. I can't take this call right now because I'm having a tantrum. But your call is very important to me, and as soon as I stop hitting my head on the floor, I'll get back to you." Will some children be trying to suck the thumbs of their Palm Pilots? Will others be given toilet training at www.mypotty.com? I can hear the child of tomorrow saying, "My Barney? Why, Smith Barney, of course. It won't do much for my portfolio to play with a prehistoric dork." America isn't satisfied with merely having lowered the age of puberty to 10 and a half. Now early childhood, as we have loved it, is on the way out. The childhood of children pressing their faces at windows not produced by Bill Gates. Charlotte's Web? It's now a website for Charlotte, the first insider trader in her brownie group. What a strange new world. "You're grounded," a mother will say. "Duh," a little one will reply. "You think my surge protector fell off?"
Ralph Schoenstein is a writer who lives in Princeton, New Jersey.